Florida invites you to join us in prayer for revival.
Did you hear the good news? You don't have to run and hide. You can drop all your defenses. His arms are open wide.
This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to Thy Word is a Lamp. This is a family Bible teaching ministry. Today you will be listening to our Bible teacher, Sheila Suarez.
Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah to the Lamb. It's really a privilege to be back here another Saturday evening to continue in the Epistle of Paul to the Romans. We are in Romans chapter 8. Last week we stopped at verse 2. And we are going to continue from there this week. And we're going to see what God is saying to us in this chapter. He's calling us to live the life in the Spirit. We see the great struggle that we have in chapter 7 of Romans 7. We see the struggle that went on there. The spirit man and the old fleshly man, the old unrenewed mind, trying, warring against each other. One wants to rule, but we people of God, as we submit to the Holy Spirit, as we yield to Him, then He will rule in our lives. And that's what we need, to have the Holy Spirit ruling and reigning in us. So we want to be people who are spirit formed. We were spirit born, but we need to be spirit formed so that Christ's life, the life of Christ, can be seen in us. We will be Christ-like in every area of our lives. So let us continue to trust in the Lord. Let us continue to look to Him. Let us continue to yield to the Holy Spirit as He brings forth the new life in us. So we are going to pray and begin. Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus. We just thank you for who you are. Thank you for your blessings in our lives. Thank you for enabling us to be here this evening to go into your word. We pray right now in the name of Jesus. Oh God, that you, oh God, will enlighten, oh God, us according to your word. We pray that you will illuminate your word to us, mighty God, that we, oh God, almighty Lord, will not just be hearers of your word, but will be doers of your word. Oh God, your word said, oh God, if we hear your word and practice it, you liken us unto wise people who, oh God, build our house upon the rock. We pray, oh God, that we will build upon you, Jesus. Our faith will be in you, Jesus. Oh God, we pray that we will not look to another, but our eyes will continuously be upon you. We thank you that you are the way, the truth, and the life. No man can come to the Father but by you. So we thank you, Jesus, for dying that we might live, and because you live, we live. We thank you for the hope we have in you, Jesus. And we thank you for your word to us, oh God Almighty, which is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. We bless you, we praise and honor and give you glory. For you, as we look to you by faith for a spirit-filled evening, in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray and we say, amen, 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 praise God. We are going to go to verse 2 of Romans chapter 8. That's where we left off last week, and we're going to just continue from there. The word of God said, for the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. So Paul now understood exactly what was going on. He realized that it is the rulership of the spirit of life in him that is going to free him from the law, from the rule of the old nature, the rule of the sin nature, and the nature that brings death and destruction and separation from God. So we want to be led by the Spirit. We want to allow the Holy Spirit to govern our rule in every area of our lives. We want to give him that free way. We want to give him way and said, Holy Spirit, take control. Take control of everything, Holy Spirit. We want him to be Lord over our lives, ruler over every area of our lives. We want him to take control of the whole man, not just a part. We want to give him all. He wants it all, people of God. We must surrender all to the Holy Spirit. He wants to live the life of Christ through us. He wants to live the new life through us. But we have to allow him. We have to allow him to operate in our lives and to take full control of us. Look at verse 3 of Romans chapter 8. For what the law could not do in that it was weak through the flesh. What the law could not do in that it was weak through the flesh. God sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh. And for sin condemned sin in the flesh. People of God, remember that the law is holy. The law is true. The law is righteous. Every bit of it is good. It points out our sins, people of God, but was not in a position to help us, to help frail humanity to live right. The law points out our sins, but the law was not able to help us to live right. So God saw the predicament of humanity and sent his only begotten son in the form of a man to destroy the power of sin over humanity. Jesus came, people of God, and he punished sin in his flesh. He punished sin. Sin was punished, people of God. He took our sin on him at the cross. And sin was punished. He became that sin substitute for us. Sin was dealt a final blow. Sin has no more dominion over God's people. We have to understand that truth. So we don't have to sin. We don't have to sin anymore. Because the sin nature in us was nailed to the cross. But why are we still sinning? Somebody might be asking. Our minds are still unrenewed. So we have to understand that our minds now have to be renewed with the word of God. We have to allow the word of God to take control of the areas of our lives that was being led by the old nature, the old and renewed mind. So Jesus came, he paid the penalty for sin. The debt that we owed was paid. So once we have put our trust in Jesus Christ, we can now live the new life. Not of ourselves, people of God. Because we see, as we look in chapter 7, we see the struggle that we go through. But as we yield to the Holy Spirit, as we yield to him, he lives the new life through us. So the Lord is calling us, people of God, to completely surrender to the Holy Spirit in our lives. To completely surrender to his lordship. He does not just save us, but he wants to be Lord, our master, over every area of our lives. So we have to come to that place, people of God, of truly submitting to him. Jesus took our sin, our guilt, our sickness, our pain, our shame, our sorrows, our griefs, and all that was against us. He took them and nailed them to the cross. He buried them. And is now calling us, people of God, to live the new life. To wear the new coat of righteousness that he has given to us. We don't want to be living according to the old nature anymore. People of God, we have to understand that we have to live the life in the Spirit. Live the new life. And people of God, if we can use this as an illustration. When we have a computer at home, a desktop computer, and we have a CPU that stores all the information, and people of God, one day we decide to buy a new monitor. We buy a new monitor, but we still have the old CPU. And we click on that new monitor. But what is coming from that old CPU is the old information that you have stored. And it comes out on the new monitor. People of God, we have to understand that we have become new creation in Christ Jesus. But the new life has to be manifested. How is it going to be manifested if our minds are still unrenewed? If we are operating according to the old way of life, even though we are born again, we have a new monitor. But the old CPU is still there sending out the old information. People of God, we have to understand this truth. God is calling us to renew our minds with His Word. His Word is truth. We have to gird up the loins of our minds with His Word, which is truth. His Word, people of God, is what we respond to. If our minds are renewed with the Word of God, then that's what we will respond to. And we will see the life in the Spirit being manifested in God's people. We will see the new life being manifested. We want to live according to the will of God. We don't want to just teach Christ and preach Christ and talk Christ. But we want to live Him. We want to live the new life. There's a new life, people of God. There's a change that has come to us. But we want to keep on the new garment, the garment of righteousness. But only the Holy Spirit, people of God, can help us. Only the Holy Spirit can help us to wear this new garment and wear it well. We need, people of God, to be transformed by the renewing of our minds. Our minds have to be renewed with the Word of God. The Word is Spirit and it is life. So we have to come to understand that there's something that we have to do. We have to cooperate with the Holy Spirit. When He convicts us, you are going the wrong way. That's not of God. That's not how you respond. Then we are to say yes to the Holy Spirit. I have to go your way. It's not about us anymore, but it's about Christ being seen in us. Christ must be manifested in the church. Christ must be manifested in our lives. We must show His glory. He's glorious. But are we showing His glory? Is His glory being manifested among us? We have to live the life in the Spirit, walking by the Spirit, not fulfilling the desires of our flesh. Look at verse 4 of Romans 8. That the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. That the righteous requirement of the law of God, every bit of it is good, it's righteous, it's true, it's holy. That the righteous requirement of the law might be manifested in our everyday lives, people of God, who are now walking, are living by the rule of the Holy Spirit. And not the unrenewed fleshly or carnal mind. People of God, we have to understand that we have to change. We can't continue to live that old way. Living like we used to live before we came to Christ. We can't continue to live that way. We have to live the new life in the Spirit. We have to be Spirit formed. We were Spirit born when we came to Christ. But we now have to be Spirit formed. The Holy Spirit is doing that work in us. Sanctifying us. Sanctifying us daily. The more we yield to Him, the more of Christ is seen. The more we say, yes, Holy Spirit, do in me what I can't do for myself. I'm trying to keep myself pure. I can't. Purify me, Holy Spirit. Make me like Jesus. So we have to come to that place of complete submission to the Holy Spirit so that He can rule in every area of our lives. Look at verse 5 of Romans chapter 8. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. Paul was saying that those that are living by the dictate of the fleshly mind, of the unrenewed mind, will always be focused on the worldly things. But those that are living by the dictates of the Spirit of God, the things of God, So God is calling us, people of God, not to live by the old and renewed mind anymore, but to live by the word of God, to live by the dictate of the Holy Spirit, who comes to live with us and in us. He is able, people of God, to guide us. The word tells us that he guides us into all truth. That's what he comes to guide us. He comes to teach us. He comes to be our standby. He is there to aid us. That what we can't humanly do, he does it for us. But we have to be in communion with him. We have to cooperate with the Holy Spirit. We have to know that he's a friend that sticks closer than a brother. We have to come to that place of complete submission to the Holy Spirit power in our lives. Look at verse 6 of Romans chapter 8. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Paul was saying to be fleshly minded is death. To be operating by the unrenewed mind is spiritual death. We become non-productive in our Christian walk, people of God. We become barren. But to be spiritually minded is life, abundant life, fulfilled life here on earth, and peace. Shalom, God, shalom. A state of well-being, a state of wholeness to God's people. And that's what God wants for us, people of God. Us to walk in wholeness. For us to walk and to live this abundant life, this fulfilled life here on earth. People of God, our minds have to be renewed by the word of God. God's word is spirit and it is life. With the unrenewed or carnal mind, we continue to live the old lifestyle, even though we are born again. Even though we are born again, people of God, if our minds are not renewed with the word of God, we continue to live the old lifestyle. And what we do, we dishonor the name of Jesus. We are under the umbrella of Christianity, but we are not living the Christ-like life. We now defame the name of Jesus. We dishonor his name by the lifestyle that we live. But he's calling us, people of God, to live a life that is holy and pleasing and righteous before him. And only by the power of the Holy Spirit. Only as we submit to the Holy Spirit. Only as we surrender to him. Only as we yield to him our members as instruments of righteousness. Then we are going to see Christ-likeness in every area of our lives. People of God, he's calling us. He's calling us to show forth his glory and his praise. He's calling us to live the life that reflects him. He's calling us, people of God, to be light bearers. As he is the light of the world, so he's called us and he sent us. He said, you are the light of the world. A city that is set on the hill can't hide. People of God, we are the landmark for the world. The world is out there drowning in the sea of sin. Oh, the world is looking for a landmark. But people of God, if we are not living the Christ-like life, the world cannot see and will sink and drown in their sin. People of God, the Lord is calling us up higher. Come up higher, my children. Come up to my standard. You can't do it alone. That's what the Lord is saying. But I have sent help. I have sent the blessed Holy Ghost to live in you and with you and to enable you when you are unable. So the Lord is calling us to cooperate with the Holy Spirit, to yield to him and allow him to live the new life through us. We want to live the new life. We see the struggle in chapter 7 of Romans. How we struggle. We want to do good. Evil presents itself. What we don't want to do, that's what we do. People of God, but through Jesus Christ, through the work at the cross, through Jesus Christ punishing sin once and for all, through Jesus Christ condemning sin in the flesh, through the work of the cross, people of God, through the blood sacrifice of our Lord Jesus Christ, people of God, you and I today can live the new life by the enabling power of the Holy Spirit. So we don't walk, people of God, after the flesh anymore. We don't walk after the unrenewed mind anymore. The word said, for to be carnally minded is death, spiritual death. Being called a child of God, but living the dead life, the old life. The word of God tells us what we were dead in our sins and in our trespasses. We were led by our old fleshly nature before we came to Christ. But now in Christ, we are called to live the new life. Live the new life by the power of the Holy Spirit. Live the new life. As our minds are renewed with the word of God, we will see more and more of Christ in our lives daily. Look at verse 7 of Romans chapter 8. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. Paul was saying that the unrenewed mind is in opposition to God, for it is not in obedience to the law or the word of God. The unrenewed mind is disobedient, people of God. When our minds are unrenewed, it is disobedient to the word of God. And it is absolutely true, people of God, that it cannot be. It cannot be subjected to the law of God. It cannot be. This old nature, what? Rebels against the law of God. It rebels, it's in opposition to the law of God. It's doing its own thing. So we as people of God have to understand that our minds have to be renewed with the word of God. So we are not living according to our old sinful nature anymore, but we are living according to the word of God. Look at verse 8 of Romans chapter 8. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. What is Paul saying here? Those that are operating by the fleshly mind or the old nature, the unrenewed mind, cannot please God. People of God, we don't want to be bearing Jesus' name. Are we not living a life pleasing to God? The word of God tells us in Hebrews 11 verse 6, but without faith it is impossible to please God. For when we come, we must believe that He is. We must believe that He's God. We must trust in Him for who He is, and that He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. So people of God, if we're operating by the old fleshly nature, by the old unrenewed mind, we cannot please God. We are not going to be people who are walking by faith. We will be walking by our senses. We will be walking by sight. So our senses will be what will dictate to us. So we walk in according to the old man. So if we continue to operate by our unrenewed fleshly mind, then people of God, we will not please God. But when we walk in the Spirit, we walk by faith, not by sight. We are called to walk in the Spirit so that we do not fulfill the desires of our flesh. We want to please God. I believe all of us want to please God. All of us truly want to please God. But to please God, we cannot operate by the unrenewed mind. Our minds have to be renewed by the word of God. Look at verse 9 of Romans chapter 8. But you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. Paul was speaking to his Roman audience at this time, reminding them that they are not operating by their old nature, but by the Spirit of God. If the Spirit truly dwell in them, Paul made it quite clear that if any man does not have the Spirit of Christ, he does not belong to Christ. So, people of God, the Spirit of God in us testifies to us that we belong to Christ. It is the Spirit of God, people of God, who gives us the assurance of our salvation. It's the Spirit of God in us who reminds us of who we are in Christ Jesus. But Paul said, if you don't have the Spirit of Christ, you don't belong to him. So we have to examine ourselves, people of God, to see if we are truly in the faith, to see if we are truly of God. Is the Holy Spirit witnessing to you, reminding you of who you are? Is the Holy Spirit speaking to your heart and telling you that you are going in the wrong direction? You are of Christ. You are off track. Come back on track. The Holy Spirit is here, people of God, to convict us and to lead us in the path of righteousness. But we have to be sensitive to him. We have to be obedient to his voice. We have to know his voice and follow him. Look at verse 10 of Romans chapter 8. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. What was Paul saying here? Paul was saying that if Christ lives in the individual, the body does not respond to the sin nature anymore, but now respond to the Holy Spirit who produces life and right living in the believer. So, people of God, if we are truly living, if we are truly living by the Spirit, living by the Holy Spirit who comes to live with us and in us, we don't live anymore responding to the old sin nature, but we live by the Holy Spirit who produced life and right living in us. We want to respond to the Holy Spirit in our lives, people of God. We don't want to continue to live the old life that we used to live before we came to Christ. But we want to live the new life that reflects Christ in every area of our lives. But we want to punish this old nature by not responding to it any at all. And we have the Holy Spirit in us to empower us to live the new life, a life of righteousness, a life of wholeness, a life of peace, a life that reflects Christ in every area of our being. We want to be truly obedient to the Holy Spirit as he speaks to us. We don't want to turn from him. We don't want to ignore him or quench him or grieve him away. We want to be obedient to him as he speaks to us through his word. God bless you all this evening. Thank you all for listening. And I pray as his word go forth that we will see the need to surrender all to the Holy Spirit, to the Holy Spirit lordship in our lives. He wants to be Lord over our lives. He wants to take control completely of us, and we want to surrender and yield everything to him. God bless you all this evening. We'll stop here. And we will continue next week in Romans chapter 8. God bless you. Let us pray. Father, we thank you again for your word to your people this evening. We thank you for what you're doing in this time. Thank you for transforming us by renewing our minds. And we pray that as this word go forward, oh God, hearts will be changed. And we will look more like you, live more like you, and bring honor to your name. Father, we thank you and we look to you by faith. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Amen. God bless you all. Have a wonderful, wonderful evening and a wonderful weekend, and stay strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Blessings. Lord is
love. Reproofs of instruction. Thank you very much for listening to our Family Bible Teaching Ministry. Let's hope you have been blessed by this wonderful word. Thy word is a lamp. You can reach us and 561-667-8477. 561-667-8477. Join us again next week at the same time. Thy word is a lamp.